Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to What You Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here today.
I'm so glad to chat with you. Tell us what you've been up to this past year.
Oh my goodness. What has everybody been up to, right? Just like trucking through the year, doing their best. We were just talking before about finding joy in the daily stuff. And, you know, I feel very lucky that one of the best things in this world so far is that escape of reading. Oh my goodness. And writing too, because I'd have to say that the last year I've had a lot of fun writing one of my latest books that's going to be coming out. And that was just kind of like a nice place to land when things were going a little crazy around us.
I love this. So which book are you in? Like how many books you have published? I think last year you were around 100, you were like closer to 100.
No, I am not at 100. I know so many authors are down there. I literally just hit 50.
Okay. I'm celebrating my 50th. Sorry. I knew it was like,
that's my goal.
I knew it was like 50. It was like a big goal. And so I was like 50, 100, you know,
it was. And I think you do remember because we were chatting and I was like, oh, when I finally get to 50, I said something like, I'm going to have some sort of celebration, like pretend like I'm turning 50 again since it's my 50th book. And that, you know, when you write it, of course, is like sometimes a year, sometimes even 2 years behind. So the one that I just finished is coming out in the fall. So the fall of 2022. So that's when I think I'm going to have just a big party for everybody.
I love that.
Why not, right? You have to, don't you feel like we need to celebrate milestones more?
Yes.
You know, when you're young and your birthday is like a national holiday. And then I also remember in the beginning, like you would finish a book and you would just like party for weeks, like, yay, the book is done. And now it's like, I think something about getting older and also again, hitting that magic number of 50, you're like, okay, the next deadline is coming up. And I just want to just pause more and be like, yeah, man, I did it again. I don't know how it happened, you know, and celebrate it.
I love this. I love that you're celebrating and like, just like celebrating the milestones. Like, I think we need that. We should do that more often.
I know. We cheat ourselves because we become these adults and there's always like the next goal or the next thing or you go, you know, okay, well, that was good, but it didn't do this or the book didn't do this. And I'm just really tired of it. So I try to kind of like balance a little bit more and I'm like, I am really freaking proud that I gave it my all at that time. There's nothing else I can do. It's out in the world and you just want to celebrate it.
I love this. Yeah. And it just lets you just be in that space where you're just accepting where you are and then allowing for magic to continue to happen, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. You know, and sometimes it takes longer in between books than you're ready. I was just telling my husband this morning, I'm actually having a hard time writing the one that I'm writing, which I thought was going to be a walk in the park, you know, those, oh, this one's going to be easy. But I think the holidays and I'm in New York for the winter, I'm kind of in a little decline, you know, I kind of like just want to bury, I think, underneath the covers. So my husband's like, you're writing today? I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, what's going on? And I said, you know, my muse, which I lovingly call, like, she's a bitch, but she's a loving bitch. I love her very much. She is in Bali on vacation. She's sunbathing. She is taken off. And she's like, I'm not coming back till spring. And I'm trying to like get her to come back so I can finish this book by deadline. But that is exactly how it feels sometimes. So you just have to take the good with the bad.
Yes. Oh, yes. All right. So let's chat about The Secret Love Letters of Olivia Moretti. So tell us the elevator pitch.
I'm so excited about this book. It comes out February 22nd. Mm-hmm. And this is one of these big, almost like this big love story saga that I've always wanted to write. Mm-hmm. It's about three sisters who have, as sisters usually do throughout the years, have become estranged. They're very different. And their mom passes away and they all meet to pack up their mom's belongings and pack up the childhood home. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, while they're doing it, they discover this trunk hidden in a closet. And in it is a deed to a house on the Amalfi Coast in Positano, Italy, mm-hmm. and this stack of secret love letters. And it's only signed by, the initial R. And so they just can't believe this is not the mom that they know. It's like she had the secret life that they didn't know about. And so what they decide to do is they go to Positano, all three of them, and they try to get the house in order and figure out who their mom is and try to track down her secret lover, who she was supposed to meet for her 65th birthday, but her birthday didn't come yet and she passed away. So they don't know, was this guy in Amalfi meeting her? Who was this? So it's kind of this adventure story. It's a little bit of everything. I think the readers are going to go crazy over it because other than this amazing love story that spans from when she's like 19 years old to the current, there's the story of the sisters and how they've lost themselves as they've grown up and lost each other. And as they experience Positano and all of their adventures, they take like a step forward towards each other and like healing like the fragments of the relationship. So it has a little bit of everything. Like if you've had a sibling, if you've always thought of your mom as just a mom and not somebody with like a secret past who had maybe like old affairs, which we're all guilty of, right? Because we're just known as moms. And it just kind of explores all that fun stuff. It's chock full of emotion. I'm really proud of it. I just can't wait until it hits on readers, you know, digital readers and on shelves.
Yeah. I have friends who are dying to get their hands on the book. Like I was talking to a friend, she's like, I'm just ready for the new Jennifer for this book. And I was like, okay. Like, you know, I was like, it's so exciting. I'm like, the other part is like, you're taking us back to Italy. You're giving us another escape, you know, like getting out of the bubble, go to Italy.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I feel like. I feel like I wanted to do when I wrote that book, I would sometimes go, I mean, my husband is so great. He, you know, cooks dinner most nights while I'm working. Mm-hmm. And I would stumble out of the office and I would say to myself, oh, you know, where's the limoncello? Where's the spaghetti? I feel like I was in Positano all day, which is a really cool asset of this job. And with our Italian summer, I was really knocked out by the amount of email and readers reaching out, how much they loved it. Again, it's, you know, during a hard time. And I think everybody is missing travel and missing that feel of having vacations and adventures. And so it's really nice to be able to give a whole new read, but with that same exciting setting, which I love.
I love this. And so what can we expect next from you? Because you're so books.
So much coming. So much coming. There's a brand new series that's coming out. The first book in the series is coming out April. And that's the Twist of Fate series. I love the idea of how you can be chucking along in life and everything's going fine. And then something just drops in your lap and changes everything. And that whole idea of fate for good or for bad, where you find it, it was fun. So I explore this with three best friends who literally run this multi-million dollar female empire. It's called Quench, and it's a multimedia self-care for women. And they made it when they were like in their mid-20s and best friends, they all got together and they just like, I just love writing about smart women like that who have all these ideas and like come together and make something like really big out of it. So it's each of their stories. Each one has a story about how fate kind of steps in and messes up their life. And then they find love. And there's a lot of drama and family and humor, all my trademarks. So that's coming out in April. And then the second book, the first one is, it's called Meant to Be. And then the second one comes out in the fall. That's the 50th book that I'm going to be celebrating. Yay. And that's called So It Goes. And I'm working right now on the third book. So lots of new stuff coming down the pike.
Stuff. And just to plug in, you have a yoga teacher, hot yoga teacher.
Yes. I can't forget about that because I just released that a few months ago. All for you. And for my readers who love steamy erotic romance, which I still love. I love a good erotic romance. Yes, he is a yoga teacher and they have this secret affair. And I go through all the practices of tantra, tantric sex, which is just so much fun. I think everybody will really love that one too.
Yes, it's a memorable book. Like I have to tell you, it is memorable. It's high heat. It's just a perfect amount of like just so good. So
I'm so glad you liked it. It's really fun to mix things up and give readers like a little bit of everything, but at the same time, it's my voice. They know what they're getting, whether it's erotic or women's fiction or sexy contemporary, whatever it is. It's really nice to straddle the genres like that, but still have my trademark of, you know, that you're picking up a Jennifer Pope's book.
That is very true. So what has sparked joy in this past year?
Reading. And Netflix. I mean, the shows have been amazing. I mean, binge watching is like the new, I think it's like what, a new word in the dictionary now for people, right? Binging. Remember when we would have to wait every week for like your sitcom to like have the next episode? And now it looks like we're drunk the next morning because we watched 10 episodes of like Cobra Kai or whatever. And reading. So that's like a big love of my life. And the other thing that has sparked joy for me, other than family, I'm huge with family. I have two teen boys and we're super close. And I have four nieces and a nephew. And we're all just, you know, we're all in it together. But the other thing I discovered the past year is meditation, which has been really, really helpful for me. Just really, you know, we had talked about like finding joy and celebrating and stuff like that. I think it was time that I stepped back a little bit and did some of my own self-care and just kind of like find a quiet, more quiet amidst the chaos. Yeah. And it's been really helpful for me. It's a practice that has changed things and I look forward to doing it. So that's something that I found.
I love this. And so speaking about reading, which books would you recommend our listeners to pick up?
I have so many. I read so many books. Like it's crazy. So I just read, this is hard because I read so much. Like I sit there and I go, what did I read in the past week? I read this. I just finished up West Side Love Story by Pris Oliveris. That's coming out in June. I got an arc of that and I loved that. That was really cute. I finished The Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood. Yep, that was a lot of fun. That was great. What else? I was doing, I just finished Billy Summers, Stephen King. I love a good Stephen King. And I felt like that was old traditional King. Like,
yeah,
it was like a 700-page book. My kids got it for me for Christmas. And they came out and I was done in 3 days. And they go, what's mom? Is that where you went? I like disappeared down the hole. It was just so riveting. I really liked that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I mean, off the top of my head, I read in so many genres, whether it's like self-help, women's fiction, horror, thriller. If you name some of the new ones, I probably read them.
That's great. I love this. I think reading sometimes is a good escape for, you know, when you're stressed, it's a meditative practice. Like you just like sit and you just like connect, like you quiet your brain. You're not by your phone. You're not checking social media. You're not checking your computer, your email and those stuff. Yes. You're just like, you know, just reading, you know.
Yes. It's really big. You know, I tell my kids, one is a huge reader and the other one is a huge video gamer, and that's totally fine. But I always tell him, you know, try to step back from the video games like an hour before bedtime, mm-hmm. and reading just quiets everything. People mm-hmm. don't realize that even binge watching, you're getting like assaulted with information, whether it's good or entertaining or whatever. And there's something about reading a book. I know I sound like old school traditional, but it's true. It's just, it quiets the brain. It lets your imagination take root. And I think we stopped with our imagination because I think we're so used to getting spoon fed so much info, like mm-hmm. social media, everything's like going so fast mm-hmm. that when you stop and read a book, it just gives yourself a nice break. So I just, that's important to me to keep that in my daily routine.
I love this. So that's where you can find you online.
Oh, you can find me everywhere, unless I'm writing a book on deadline like I am now, but then I still sneak in. I mean, my website is so chock full of good stuff. There's like all sorts of blog posts and bonus content. You'll find epilogues and bonus scenes and stuff like that. That's at jenniferprobst.com. And of course, I'm on Insta. I'm on Facebook. I'm on, I'm not on TikTok. I am enjoying watching TikTok. I'm not on TikTok yet. That's so you guys are just going to have to wait for that. Who knows? Maybe when I celebrate the 50th book, I'll do it with a TikTok video.
That could be a good celebration.
Yes, yes. Also BookBub and Verve Romance. Pretty much anywhere, guys, I'll be there. And what I like to tell people all the time is because when I get messages, they're like, oh, I know you're not you. You're an assistant. No, it's me. I answer every single email and message myself. So I love to hear from readers. So that's important to me for you guys to know that.
I love this. Thank you, Jennifer, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. Take care.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.